And also, Chris Burgess, he's in Felton in California, has written to me to say, how do plant cells protect themselves from UV damage? He goes on to say, how different are the cells of a leaf from the cells of our skin with respect to protecting their DNA from UV damage? Do the cells of the leaf ever get anything like a skin cancer? Well, the answer is, Chris, that plants can get damaged by UV, and especially plants that live at very high altitudes. And recently, scientists published a paper in which they'd been studying the plant edelweiss. No, it's not just something you find in The Sound of Music. It is a real plant, and it grows high up in the Alps. And because it's at the tops of mountains, the UV exposure it gets is potentially very, very high. And what scientists have found is that it does have a strategy for protecting itself from UV. And the way it does it is by covering the plant's leaves in very tiny hairs. And when scientists have studied the structure of those hairs, they find that they're made of even tinier filaments which are wound around or plaited together. And those filaments are about 100 nanometers across. And 100 nanometers is roughly the wavelength of ultraviolet light. And this means the filaments can interact with the ultraviolet coming in from the sunlight, and they channel the ultraviolet and capture it and push it into the core of the hair fibre, where there's thought to be some water, and this reservoir of water soaks up the UV, and this prevents the UV getting to the leaf surface and damaging the plant's cells, where if it didn't have that, it would obviously damage the cells and they would senesce or grow old sooner than they would, and it would have an ageing effect on the plant, and it would have to make new leaves sooner than it would do normally. Intriguing stuff. Thank you very much for that great question. Right, well, we've run out of time, I'm afraid. That's it for this week's Naked Scientist. We're back next week with a Naked Scientist question and answer extravaganza. So all of your thoughts, all of your questions, all of your emails just get channeled in, and we answer as many of them as we possibly can. So if you'd like to send us a question, and the wackier the better, then write to chris@thenakedscientists.com. Another reason to write to us is to let us know that you've completed our survey, because we're running a web survey, nakedscientist.com/survey, to find out what you do and don't like about this programme. And this is really important, because not only do we try and make the programme even better, but you could win some stuff. We're giving away a T-shirt, which is a Naked Scientist T-shirt. It's going to be the first official ever Naked Scientist T-shirt with our new logo on it. That's our first prize. And we're also giving 10 runner-up prizes of copies of our new book, Crisp Packet Fireworks, and that's just been published, and we'll sign those for you, myself and Dr. Dave, and the first 11 names out of our hat will win those prizes. To enter, all you have to do is fill in the survey and give us your email address so we know who you are, so that we can send you your prize. The survey, nakedscientist.com/survey. Thank you very much to our guests this week, who were Anne Sharevsky and Herbie Newell and Cassian Yee, and our wonderful production team, Diana O'Carroll, Mira Senthilingam, Tom Simpkins, and the Kitchen Science crew, Ben and Dave. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Goodbye.
The Naked Scientist podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com.